The samples then have to be tested for the indicator minerals that often form alongside diamonds. But that can take up to 3 months.
The reds are what's done.
Oh, or what's
well,
done?
What we've done with the Pinderen auger.
Okay.
We have inconclusive results.
Inconclusive results are not what the American diamond hunter wanted. The time on his current lease was running out, and local government officials needed results if they were going to grant him an extension and another chance to strike it big. With just 1 year left on his government-leased mining operation, American prospector Chuck Fipke desperately needed to strike diamonds. He'd already spent more than $14 million, and his time was running out.
So are they still drilling at the moment, Chuck, do you know? Or have they shut down? Are they pulling?
Well, I presume, I haven't told them to shut it down, have you?
No.
Like every diamond prospector, he's driven on by the quest for the thrill and huge profits that come with a big strike. Like the mother lode found some 2,000 kilometers away in Botswana. A deposit that's become the world's richest diamond mine. 26,000 tons of ore are processed daily, producing almost $2 billion of diamonds a year. It's the kind of success story that motivates prospectors to push on through years of negotiations, false leads, and dashed dreams. But every once in a while, a magnetic anomaly and the presence of telltale minerals will lead to a significant find. In this case, it could have been another worthless hole in the ground, or something special.
Yo, Pebbles, man.
Okay, Chuck.
Yeah?
Stimulate.
Are you? I'm not convinced yet, but anyway. Keep going, that's all we can do.
With indications that a kimberlite pipe may lay underneath them, the team dug deeper still.
1,200. 10 feet, eh? 10 foot runs?
Yeah.
So they'll have drilled 10 foot more and they'll be pulling the core out.
Kimberlite pipes are volcanic tunnels that bring minerals, including diamonds, from deep within the searing, pressurized furnace of Earth's mantle.